This is Kirsten Hodgins, Awakening and Empowerment Mindset Coach, Hypnosis Practitioner, and I am also a psychic medium and a spiritual teacher. How to stay focused. I want to share with you today how you can ramp up your focus power, stay on track, and live your life the way you want to create it and live it. So if you're blaming your lack of focus on, maybe you hear yourself saying, there isn't enough time, I don't have enough energy. Well, it's actually due to your lack of staying power. It's not all your fault because our unconscious mind has been programmed to operate habitually. We've conditioned it. So it's also our automatic pilot mode behaviors playing a role. Fact is, it's less about productivity because we can be busy. We can keep ourselves doing all sorts of things, but they're the wrong things. And we can also feel drained because we're not aligning ourselves with the stuff that we want based on having this goal, this dream in our heart, and we're losing ourselves. And we're giving our energy away to the circumstances, the people, we're yes people, and we don't feel like we're getting anywhere. So when you lose that focus power, you're less aware of your lack of decision-making power because you're so distracted, caught up on the other stuff, less important things, including social media that can cause you to feel confused about your priorities. I want to share with you some ways to pull yourself back, stay energized and aligned with your priorities, but also generate higher states of productivity without draining your energy. So if you figure this out, you'll be grounded, less experiencing the need to fuel yourself with carbs and sugars when you have those crashes in the afternoon because you've given your energy away to things that aren't serving you and that cause you to reach for fuel sources like caffeine and treats and potato chips. So instead, you'll stay more productive and aligned with your goals without distractions, without blaming it on other people or your life and feeling as if you've been spinning your wheels and another day from lack of focus. So when you get this, your focus power will build up an energy of momentum that will propel you in your staying power, your willpower, and you'll get so much more done in life faster than you can imagine. Your ability to focus is a priority. Here are six important things you should know. So how to increase your focus power, help staying in the game, help to increase your willpower. Think of it like this. There's this invisible force behind our ability to focus that builds up the longer we use our willpower, our staying aligned with our tasks. This is a powerful force that builds the momentum and gets us co-creating with more ease and joy. The opposite is too many distractions interject this invisible current or inertia power and causes us to be derailed. And there's this delusion, this thinking that it's stress, we're overwhelmed, and we blame it on, oh, I'm too tired or there's not enough time or energy. So, five things you want to tweak in your day so you can set yourself up for success and increase that focus power. Number one, choose fewer things to do on your list. When we have many decisions, neuroscience shows that the more decisions we make, the more we use energy and brain power to think and to make decisions, which causes brain fatigue. So the more decisions we have to make, the less effective we will be for the long term because we are using our physical resources to fuel our brain. Avoid focusing on everything all at once. Choose one task, just one thing at a time. Be present with each task by noticing when your conditioned mind jumps ahead to the next task, thinking, I have so much to do, I have to get this done and I'm still working on this. Or you might be saying, I have to get this step after, or I need to take care of that next, and you're overwhelming yourself. This habit is costing you valuable focal power and decision-making power. Give up the distractions by creating a simple list. Don't be an overachiever or stack too many things all at once. Then start using a physical calendar or electronic scheduler to notify you with alerts and reminders. Stay true to your priorities. If you're giving other things attention, you're a yes person constantly putting your priorities on the back burner for other people and falling behind, then unveil your fears. If you say no, what's going to happen? And perhaps you are needing to address yourself with assertion, you're asserting your needs and speaking up. Perhaps you're afraid to be viewed or judged in a certain way if you say no. So you're living with this added stress. You know, general anxiety is a thing. And if you're sweeping these stresses away and ignoring them, then you may want to take a closer look. Because when you become a leader of your time and energy, you will honor your tasks and learn to manage those ups and downs of your day with more ease. Number three, block off time for responding to emails. Block off time to catch up on the news and social media. If you find yourself being pulled out of your focus power throughout your day, because we're on computer and you've got your iPhone with all these alerts, and that they keep on causing you to not have your eye on your desired goals consistently throughout your day because you're being distracted. By having a physical list or a pop-up reminder on your Outlook or your cell phone is a good idea if this is you. This certainly helps me nudge myself back when I'm straying from my consciousness. So just pull yourself back, get back on the horse. Over time, you'll rewire your habits. And this new up-leveled skill of managing and maintaining your focus power will only increase. It's a skill we are building, just like going to the gym and working on our biceps. It's with consistency. Number four, limit your time on social media. These days, it's not difficult to get sucked in and pulled away by the animated bells, whistles, and flashing lights of social media, not to mention the fear-based news and people posting their thoughts and opinions. It pulls you out of your focus power and takes you away from your priorities. It's okay to watch the news and to catch up on those opinions and social feeds, but do so at a block of time in your calendar. It seems harmless, but then even for a moment, you'll get energetically shift your attention and you'll lose that momentum of your focus power. 15 minutes or hours later, you've lost focus on the things that matter most. Negative news or repetitive thought patterns keeping you in fear, doubt, and out of alignment with the life you really want to strive and to co-create. Number five, celebrate your tasks before you rush into the next. Pause. Be mindful. Look back with gratitude in your heart and say, wow, I'm getting stuff done off the list and on to the next with ease. Instead of worrying about the next task and the next task causing you to feel pressured and constricted, be in the moment. I used to constantly watch the clock as if it was chasing me for life. My body was tense and I ignored my body's need to take a break. I was thirsty, ignored it. I had longings to stretch. I had lower back pain and carpal tunnel in my wrists and neck, a frozen shoulder, because I was work, work, work. Take a breath. Honor your body. Because often when we're in stress, we shallow breathe and it needs oxygen. So when you breathe in and you pause, move out of being in that rush and push and hustle mode. Take shallow from going from shallow breathing, which is basically, I'm afraid to fail, and just be in that peace and ease. So instead, trust that flow of your day, that all will be done on time. Things take us to our fifth and final point on focus power, which is watch the words you are saying to yourself. Number six, your internal dialogue will either build you up or break you down. Choose thoughts that are loving, encouraging. Be your own best friend. Notice when the fear voice comes up or the inner critic trying to tell you there is a perceived fire to put out or a clock with legs chasing you to death. It may sound funny, but our bodies do not know the difference from reality. When we have a thought, we trigger emotions. Emotions are energy waves and chemical impulses that create sensations in our body, which feels like stress and anxiety, and over time can cause chronic issues like migraines, back pain, and worse. Instead, replace your thoughts with empowering and supportive statements that are based on the reality you want to have. You want to have the things working out for you, and say instead, I am focused on the tasks at hand with peace and ease, or whatever words you can buy into that help shift your state to a more empowered state, emotional state, will be the best skill that you develop. When your willpower is put to use, there is nothing that you can't accomplish and overcome. Finally, here's a final process that you can use to unveil your blocks, and it will greatly impact your focus power. Let's get clear on what your distractions are by asking yourself, Take a moment. Here's 5 questions to help unveil your hidden blocks and to take charge of your willpower, your focus power. Number 1, what is important to me most? Pause this recording and ask yourself, ask your heart, ask your mind, what is important to me most? Number 2, what's distracting me the most? Number 3, where have I been giving my attention to? Perhaps it's external news, saying yes to too many things. Maybe you're ignoring your own priorities to please others. Ask yourself, where am I giving my attention to? What are you afraid of? What fears and repetitive thinking habits that are coming up that no longer serve me towards my goals? Is it social media, negative people, family tasks that are not a priority? List them down. Number 4, what do you know that you can cut out? Based on number 3, what can I cut out? What's not serving me? What can I put aside for now? And number 5, where in my life do I want to have more peace around? Think about this. What area of your life are you experiencing the most energy draining? And where do you find yourself saying, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough energy? And it puts pressure on you and you're feeling guilty about it. There you have it, my friends. This is Kirsten Hodgins, Awakening and Empowerment Mindset Coach, Hypnosis Practitioner, and I am also a psychic medium and spiritual teacher. May you live from your soul with peace, ease, and joy. Blessings.